Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Final Inspection with Steve Zocchi,
presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove
on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back into the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb, sitting in for Steve today. And it is my pleasure as we turn to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to bring in, from Track Enterprises, Mr. Bob Sargent. Bob, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Oh, well, it's a good thing that Steve isn't here, because he would probably be sitting in the studio drooling all over his microphone, trying to give you a hug even though you're over the phone, all that kind of stuff. Racing returning to the Milwaukee Mile. It is music to many of our ears. We love it, and we thank you.
Well, again, thank you, guys. And we're just excited about coming to the Milwaukee Mile. We do races all over the Midwest, the Dirt Miles at Springfield, the Corn Indy. So we're looking forward to the historic Milwaukee Mile, and we've got a great lineup of racers coming for this. So it'll be a great Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait. Already told the wife that I'm bringing the three kids and me, and we're all going, and I don't know if she's going to come, but I'm trying, twisting some arms, every day, trying to talk her into it. So now we got the ARCA Midwest Tour Super Late Models, and then there's a ton of other divisions, Midwest Trucks, Mid-American Stock Cars, Upper Midwest Vintage Series. There's a little bit for everybody on the menu at the Mile Father's Day.
Well, you're exactly right, and that's kind of the way we designed it, so that, you know, there's such history at the Milwaukee Mile, whether it be stock cars or open wheel. So we tried to involve a little bit of both with the divisions you just listed, and we've just added the Vintage Indy Registry. These are our newer Indy cars that we'll be putting on exhibition there. So people can come up and look at them, and then they'll be out on the racetrack too. So everybody's really excited about these Indy cars being out there. So a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, obviously all of us racing gearheads, racing fanatics around here have missed the Mile since the racing's been gone. And it seems like you're the kind of the perfect person to bring it back, considering pretty much everything you touch turns to gold. So what made you want to get involved with bringing racing back here to Milwaukee?
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know about turning the gold, but we sure work hard, and we're going to work hard for Milwaukee. And, you know, I think to answer your question, we're fortunate to be able to be at some historic tracks. I mean, we're at the Springfield Mile. We're at the Hoosier 100 in Indianapolis. We're in Terre Haute, Indiana, with this great history of all these facilities. We're actually starting off our year at Pensacola, Florida, that historic track with an ARCA race next Saturday, March 9th. So, again, we're just fortunate to be able to do a lot of tracks that have a lot of history behind them. And Milwaukee was kind of on our radar, and, it kind of sat there empty, as you said. And we just – the date had to line up right. These racing divisions had to line up right. And it seems like it did. I mean, Father's Day weekend, we're looking forward to that. We'll have the street drags on Saturday night. And then all day Sunday will be the practice qualifications and the main event. So, you know, we're trying to center this around Father's Day and have everyone come out with the family and the kids and dad, and just be a good weekend.
Yeah, I think you picked a fantastic weekend. Me and Steve were talking about it last week, and, you know, every Father's Day, you know, the wife will be like, "What do you want to do?" And, you know, it's like, I don't know. Oh, let's take the kids to the zoo. Like, no, we can go to the zoo anytime. You know, it's when there's racing at the mile or, you know, any kind of racing, that is not in a Monday through Sunday type event that you can go to anytime. So you have to sit there and take a detour and go see some cars on the track. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the ARCA Midwest Super Late Models?
Well, you know, these guys are regional racers that we have the opportunity to bring some national guys in, too, and get these cars. And they're basically what they're called, super late models, really fast. I mean, these guys will be going as fast as the NASCAR would be out there. So they're fast cars, a little local flavor, a little regional flavor, a little national flavor in this, a lot of young and upcoming drivers versus the veteran drivers. So we're going to have a wide variety. Again, they're good-looking late model stock cars, and we expect quite a few of them. I mean, they were originally talking about 40 to over 50 race cars, so that'll be a lot in one division.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. See, and what I love about that tour is that, you know, like you said, you get the local guys, you can get the national guys. It's not – it hasn't – the costs of it haven't ballooned like they have in NASCAR where – you know, you used to go to these certain tracks and you would get one or two local drivers that could enter the event. And now everybody's just been priced out completely out of the market. And that's why I love tours like, you know, like the super late models where you can have a local guy who could sit there and build his car now and go down there and compete at the mile on Father's Day. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's why we really like it. And that's why it's going to turn out to be really good for the fans on that day. These guys, again, they don't get to race on the mile very often, if ever. So it's something unique for them. It looks like their Super Bowl of the year. So it's a win-win for all of us, the participants, the team owners, the fans. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. And like you know, when you were mentioning some of the other iconic tracks that you guys go to and Illinois, Indiana, and, you know, now the mile here in Wisconsin. I think it could build a nice rivalry of local Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana drivers, you know, going head-to-head, bragging rights, all that kind of stuff. I think it has a chance to sit there and really light a torch and get this whole thing moving in the right direction.
Yep, that's what we're shooting for. And, you know, people are asking, you know, what our future plans are. And, you know, the honest answer is we've got to get past this first one. You know, we're going to try to make it very successful. And then, sky's the limit. The fair board themselves have been great to work with. They see the need and the want of motorsports at the Milwaukee Mile. And we just hope that all the fans come out.
Yep, we do too. Now, speaking of the fans coming out, how about tickets? When are tickets going on sale? Where could the fans go out and get them?
Good timing. So the tickets are going on sale Monday, March 4th, and I believe 9 a.m. They can go online to the State Fair website and get them, or they can go to the box office themselves, and they can always go to Track Enterprises, our website, for more information, or even call our office in Illinois anytime they want. So the numbers are all on the websites. We'll try to get a link to your sites, and should be plenty of opportunity for people to get tickets, and again, they do go on sale Monday.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then you have ticket prices?
We do, yeah. We've got a little bit, tiered. We will have infield available for the races. And then Saturday night, the street drags will be very reasonably priced. Pit passes basically is what you do there. And then on Sunday, we have reserve seating, which will be 25 in advance, 30 on race day. And children 0 to 11 are $5. We're going to try to keep this thing reasonable for Father's Day again. And we will have a general admission available also for $25. So, you know, between $25 and $30, you can get a race ticket. And hopefully everybody will see that we try to keep it as economical as possible, letting the kids in. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. For, you know, $25 in advance for reserved seats and kids $5, that's you can't go wrong. So, you know, you'd spend more with walking into a movie theater and a bucket of popcorn and a soda. So,
right.
You know, to be able to spend the whole day watching cars and, you know, the kids obviously will have a ball. And, that's phenomenal. And obviously, thank you, A, for bringing you know, the tours here and setting this whole thing up. And thank you for keeping it economically friendly.
Well, again, that was kind of a goal of ours, and especially being Father's Day, we really want to do that. Kind of want to pack the place and get as many people in there as we can, but we'll be having more and more announcements between now and then about kids' activities and things going on. So we encourage everybody to listen to your radio station. We encourage everybody to look at our websites, and if you ever have any questions, feel free to pick the phone up.
All right, and then how can everybody follow Track Enterprises on Facebook and Twitter, Bob?
Yeah, it's all the basic things. It's trackenterprises.com is our website, and we are on Twitter. We do have a Facebook page, so you know all the normal places to follow all that. All the information will be on the Midwest Tour site. Again, the fair site itself, so many, many chances to find out information.
Well, fantastic. And, you know, like I said, we can't thank you enough. It's been a long drought of not having racing at the mile. I'm so excited. I know, you know, Steve and tons of our listeners are as well, that you guys are going to be bringing two full days worth of action to the mile on Father's Day weekend. Tickets go on sale on Monday. Reserved seats only $25 in advance, $30 day of the race. Kids, $5. You know, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. On sale Monday. You can go to the State Fair website to get tickets. You can go to trackenterprises.com to get tickets. You can go to the box office to get tickets. It's just phenomenal. Bob, I can't thank you enough. My hat's off to you. I wish you all the best of luck. You know, with success on Father's Day weekend. Hopefully we'll get you on before the races as well. But thank you. You're doing all of us here in Cheeseland a huge benefit by bringing racing back to Milwaukee.
Well, like I said, I'm glad to hear that. But we'll all work together, and we'll all make it a huge success. Everybody will have a good time, and then we'll start looking for future events.
All right. Well, Bob, thank you. And like I said, we'll get you back on when we get closer to Father's Day, okay?
Okay, man. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. There's Bob Sargent from Track Enterprises. He joined the Final Inspection Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. What a treat having Bob Sargent on here. And, you know, me and Steve said it last week, we're going to hammer this every single week. If you want racing back at the mile, you want it to be successful, you want more races and different series and everything like that, and you want the Milwaukee Mile to grow into a top-notch facility and have top, you know, notch series and everything like that, and a total destination location for racing, you better put your butts in those seats. Like I said, tickets on sale Monday, trackenterprises.com, the State Fair website. You can call them. You could sit there and go to the box office itself. $25 for a reserved seat, kids only $5. $5, and they will love it. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox, and I'm going to dial up Dennis Michelson. Talk some NASCAR, recap a little bit of what his thoughts were on the race in Atlanta. Look forward to tomorrow's race in rainy Las Vegas. Hopefully the rain holds off and we can get that race in tomorrow. You're listening to the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove and, of course, our good friends over at David Hobbs Honda.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.